This is the Grant and Jimmy podcast. Here's Grant and Jimmy.
How was your solar clip experience, Jimmy? You didn't look?
No, of course not. You're not supposed to look.
Were you outside, though, at all, or were you in your den of sadness?
I was closed. Yeah, I was not outside. But it's just, like, I didn't get out of here till, like, 1 o'clock.
Oh, you missed it then. You would have been in here the whole time. But we were driving around. It was, like, noon. And I was like, the light is really weird outside. I completely forgot about it. And then, oh, yeah, it was really orangey. It was kind of a weird eeriness. So obviously, we didn't get what they got in Eastern Canada. But there was the sun was different. I didn't look. But I got to say, it was really hard not to look at the sun because everyone's telling me don't look. I had to focus and be like, don't look up. Don't stare at the sun right now. Come on.
Did you have to tell the kids?
Well, Nora was in school and they told them, like they kept them inside. And then, yeah, we told them not to look as well, the other two. But there might be a conspiracy, though, because there was a bunch of UFOs out as well yesterday. I've seen a whole bunch of video. If you go to Morgan Wallace 888 on Twitter, a new video surfaced of the UFO spotted over Arlington, Texas during the solar eclipse. That's why they didn't want you looking up, Jimmy, because there was UFO events happening yesterday and they knew about it ahead of time.
Yeah.
We fell for it. We should have been staring directly at the sun. Who knows what we would have seen? The video from Texas is pretty wild. It's like this black shadow goes into a cloud and then disappears. They claim it was an aircraft, just a normal airplane, but I don't know. I think they tricked us.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
It was about a year ago now.
Yeah, it was right after I did a faceplant
at a football game.
Commonwealth. So that would have been in June of last year.
It was about a year ago, coming up on that, when Jimmy went on Facebook and got a message from someone saying, hey, I'm locked out of my account. I need to send you a code. Then you tell me what that code is, and then you can help me get my Facebook account back. And Jimmy said, oh, I want to help this person out. And he did that and then had his Facebook taken away from him. And it's been going on for a long time where this person will post with Jimmy's old Facebook and post, he's got Taylor Swift tickets for sale. He's scammed people out of thousands of dollars. It's been a very profitable endeavor for whoever this scammer is. We recently talked to someone who actually paid him four tickets to see Taylor Swift in Vancouver. Obviously, those tickets don't exist. They were out thousands of dollars for those tickets. You say you have an update on
yes.
Who they think they caught the scammer?
So what it is, you know, back then as... the two people involved, so Amanda and Jenny, we had them on the show. They contacted the police. Now, the police just got back to her saying, the guy's out of Ontario. At least the bank account that was used for the scam was out of Ontario.
So they're actually looking into it.
Yes. And now it's being passed off to the Ontario police in that area because there is ID on the account, but the account has... since been closed.
Okay.
So they're just in the process of trying to figure out who opened the account, but they're hoping they didn't use fake ID.
Yeah. First off, I'm impressed they actually looked into it, the police. Because if I was a police officer and somebody told me they got scammed on Facebook, I'd be like, all right, I'll look into that. And then I would just throw it away. I probably wouldn't look into it. I'm not going to lie. Because it seems hopeless. Secondly, the guy is not in Ontario. Because I literally FaceTimed with him. That's a part of the story I didn't tell, was that at the time when Jimmy was hacked, the guy messaged me looking for money. I said, oddly enough, I'm sitting next to the real James P. White right now. I showed him you, went on FaceTime, ended up talking to this person, like real. And they told me they were somewhere in Africa.
And, but they could have been lying to you too, but the account was...
They said it was real.
The ID was used, but it was done online.
Okay. Well,
so they could be in Africa, but at least the account.
I think because it's your fault that you got scammed, that you got hacked, and because of you, people have lost thousands of dollars. You need to do like a Liam Neeson thing. You need to go and track them down and find them. Get your bus ticket, buddy. You're going to Ontario.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So Morgan Wallen was arrested. I know we don't play his music here, but I wanted to talk about it because he is one of the biggest names in music right now. And even though we don't play his music, we're still a music station. And secondly, I wanted to talk about it because I just wanted to say he might be my most disliked musician right now. This is him.
I've never even heard of the guy.
That doesn't surprise me. You live in a bubble. I get physically angry if someone tells me they're a big fan of his. Like, it drives me nuts if someone's like, oh, I love Morgan Wallen. And I'm not normally like that. I'm not a music snob. You can like what you like. I don't care if it's pop, country, rap. I don't really care. But Morgan Wallen, he's a country star, and he just seems like a D-bag. That's why I get mad at him, because he doesn't seem like a nice person. He seems mean. And listen to what he did to the Eagles. He should have been arrested for this cover of Take It Easy.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Jimmy, we have a special guest on the phone.
Yes, we do. Tegan from
Middays.
Our Middays,
you used to be on the evenings. Now you're going to be moving into that midday life. That sweet midday life. Tegan, how are you feeling about it?
You know what? I don't get to sleep in as late, but I'll deal with it.
Yeah, you get to go home earlier. Get to enjoy the sunshine in the summer.
You being so positive.
That's always what we do here.
That's what we're known for, our positivity here in Edmonton. We're also making some little music changes. Not big changes.
You know, we're still going to be like iconically classic rock, but we're a variety station, right? So I know a lot of care and attention went into this, and we're going to zhuzh it up a little bit.
That's right. That's right. We're going to sprinkle in some things. You might hear some things where you're driving through Edmonton, and you're like, what station am I? Is that Duran Duran? This is awesome.
You know what? I love that because it keeps you guessing, right? There's nothing worse than predictability, so it's good to just, you know, keep people guessing. This is Edmonton Station, right? So we want to make sure that we're hitting all the marks.
And that's also during your show, we're going to have a feature called the Noon Wower, where there's going to be a bunch of songs played there that you're going to be driving and go, wow. Wow, what is this? Wower. Makes sense.
We got to keep you awake to get back to work in the afternoon, right?
Thanks for joining us today, Tegan.
Well, thanks so much for having me, boys.
And we're looking forward to all the little wow factors that you bring to your show.
Cruise Mornings! Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
Jimmy, did you see that picture that I sent to our group chat on the weekend of the jug of 4-liter vodka?
That is insane.
It went viral. It was at a liquor store here in Edmonton, and it's literally a 4-liter jug. Like a milk jug.
Or even like, vinegar, whatever. Yeah, it's
and
huge.
It's called Value Vodka. And the price of it for 4 liters of vodka was $49.95. So it went viral for obvious reasons. It's funny to see a 4-liter jug just full of vodka and labeled just vodka for such a cheap price. But now the government is getting involved.
Really?
The Service Alberta Minister Dale Nally said it's not responsible and it's not like the Alberta spirit. So he says he's looking into it. This is the same guy who's in charge of getting rid of red tape. He's supposed to be reducing red tape, but he's going to step into the liquor store and set them straight because their booze is too cheap. Oh, please. Listen, I get it. Addiction is awful. Alcoholism ruins families, communities. I get that. But do people become alcoholics because booze is cheap? I don't think so. I think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Not because some liquor store across the street from our radio station is selling a 4-liter jug of vodka. Right?
Actually, I know exactly where that liquor store is.
I think it's that one that's across the road from us. It's called like Wow Liquor or something like that. Are you a government that's all about freedom, or are you a government that's going to intervene and make businesses charge more money for things because you don't like it, right? If they're all about freedom and letting us do our own thing and having free market, then they should not be intervening on the price of a 4-liter jug of vodka. That's just my thought. I don't know. Do you have a thought on that, Jimmy? No.
No. The thing is, though, is why? Why interfere? I just don't get it. Like, they...
Preston Manning would never interfere. How about you worry about how expensive my utilities are right now?
Or groceries.
Or my car insurance. And not worry about how cheap my booze is.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Judson.
This is a crazy story. This dude, Russ Cook, has managed to run across Africa, the entire length of Africa. He just completed his run. It took him 352 days, and he ran 16,000 kilometers through 16 different countries. Here's what's really amazing about it to me. Yes, his endurance and his determination to not quit is incredible. Sure, I applaud that. Yeah, well done, you didn't quit. But what makes it even more next level is Russ Cook is a ginger. Now, nothing against gingers, but this is a ginger who managed to spend an entire year in the sun in Africa running outdoors. Now, if you have a redhead in your life, you know that they are typically afraid of the sun. The sun is not kind to them. Maybe it's a stereotype, but I think Africa, pretty sunny place. The next time my redheaded friends tell me they need an umbrella on the beach, I'll be bringing up Russ Cook.
Cruise mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
Jimmy, we are joined on the phone by Stacy and Zanga from the afternoon show. You guys are up early today.
Yeah, sure. You know what? We're dedicated employees.
That is for damn sure.
You guys, we're so excited to have you on Cruise Edmonton with us. We're so pumped about all these little music changes. I know Jimmy is a big Madonna fan, so he was stoked to hear we're going to be playing some Madonna.
I'm so excited.
If it has a guitar in it, we'll play it.
Absolutely.
Stacy, you also host a show that's going to be daily in the mornings.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. As a child of the 90s, the Big Shiny 90s at 9
a.m. Lie.
And 9 p.m. I'm a teen of the 90s. 9 a.m., 9 p.m., I get to put a spotlight on like a really fun song, epic song from the 90s. Got a little bit of background on it. And then, we get to listen to it.
That's awesome. We're excited. So 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. We'll have Stacy doing a little wow for us.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? As a true child of the 90s, I'm here for everything 90s, man. And some 80s as well, too. Enjoy it. Not my era, per se, but still love the music coming from there.
It's the best music.
I think we'll be here for days arguing which era, 90s, 80s.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. We look forward to your show in the afternoon.
Yeah, thanks.
This is a Short Minute with Jimmy.
So are you into like the movies about the Romans, like, you know, Gladiator movies?
I remember
stuff like that.
I liked the Gladiator when it came out. Yeah, it was a cool movie.
So there was a TV show a number of years, Spartacus, which was like a Gladiator TV series.
I watched the Gladiator movie, but I didn't get into all the other ones, Troy and 300.
But there was a TV series called Spartacus.
Yeah, and I didn't watch that because,
But so what they're doing now is there's a TV series coming out. It's Those About to Die. So what it is based on the Roman times and the gladiators, but it's more the political end of it. So, you know, why they were doing the games and stuff like that. So it's... It's got, what's his name? Anthony Hopkins.
So that, to me, is enough to maybe make me watch it. When I see Anthony Hopkins in something, immediately I'm I want to watch that.
I don't think he's been in a bad movie or TV series.
Do you think people are uneasy around him? Because when I see him, I still just see Hannibal. I just see him going, I'd like to eat your liver with some fava beans and a nice bottle of Chianti. right?
But he's been in so much other stuff since then.
I know, but that was such an iconic character. That it's just that I see him and I immediately thought this was some sort of Hannibal movie. I saw the title "Those About to Die" and a picture of Anthony Hopkins and I thought cannibal. He's eating people again.
I just didn't think of that, but yeah. So this series is coming out in July, but it's on another one of those streaming channels that Peacock.
That's the NBC one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's in July, and they're dropping all the episodes at once. So all 10 episodes, so you can binge them all at once in July. But it looks kind of cool. Like, it's more of a political drama than it is the whole Gladiator end of it. But I would definitely watch that.
All right, I'll watch it. But like I said, in my head, all I'm going to hear is...
Grant and Jimmy.
So Corey Perry and Vander Kane are speaking out. They spoke out yesterday after practice talking about their little spat on the bench during Saturday's game. That's because everyone keeps asking them about it. So finally they had to like, okay, we'll talk to the people about it. If you missed it, there was a moment when they were getting into it on the bench. They both spoke out saying it happens. Corey Perry said, you know, his quote was actually, "This is how you win." Both kind of just shrugging it off. I got to say, I don't think it's a big deal because, yeah, it does happen when you get that many people in a room together, competitive athletes, you know, if things get heated,
but not
things
even,
happen.
Not even competitive athletes, even people that spent an unhealthy amount of time together.
True,
so
yeah.
much.
These guys are on plane rides.
You and I go at odds at each other from time to time.
That's right. Sometimes Jimmy, you're given the worst weather in the world. And then Jimmy's like, you know, I am. And he snaps out of it. Now he's given award-winning weather broadcasts.
Or
right?
You make fun of Tabor and I threaten violence.
It's the exact same thing.
Exact same. See, we're like brothers. They're like brothers. They spent a lot of time together.
I think it's the best thing Corey Perry could bring to the Oilers, a veteran guy who has won before, who isn't afraid to speak up, maybe call a guy out. Maybe he thinks Kane needs it. Because I think Kane needs it every once in a while. Everyone needs it once in a while, right? To have a veteran guy step up, tell you to get it going, put your stick on the ice. I liked it. I was a fan of it. There's a way to do it, to hold each other accountable, still be teammates, win. And that's what that was.
So. Still like each other, but not always...
Yeah, sometimes you gotta have a little spat.
Yes.
Siblings fight, friends fight, teammates fight. Oilers playing Vegas tomorrow and only 5 points back of Vegas, too. Or of Vancouver. The couple games on them.
95.7 Cruise FM.
How long can you plank for, Jimmy? Indefinitely, because your arms are so short. If you don't know, Jimmy's a little person. His arms are so short that his body's just on the ground when he planks.
Yeah, so if I plank on my elbows, my gut's on the floor. So if
it's
gonna
like a hack.
If I'm gonna have to do that, I'd have to, you know, either have stools under my arms or plank using
extensions. You get like stilts for your arms. I haven't done a plank in a long time. When I was doing DDP yoga every day, like during the pandemic at home, I was doing planks a lot. And I could hold one for a couple minutes, but they are tough, man. A couple minutes is like my max.
Would a plank also, like, would it be classed as a plank if you just extended your arms out and just sat like that?
As long as you're extended in the ground, in the air, I think is a plank, right? This 58-year-old grandma... who's actually from McGrath, Alberta. They just kept saying Alberta, Canada, in all the articles. And I did some digging. It looks like she's from McGrath, which is down south, Jimmy area. She has set the world record for the longest plank ever. She held it for 4 hours and 30 minutes. She's a mom of 5 and a grandmother of 12. And she managed to plank for 4 hours and 30 minutes. Her kids say when they were young, she would get up and run 4 miles before they would even wake up for school. So she's been ready.
I couldn't run to the end of the block and back.
I believe it.
This is the all-new Cruise Mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
And we're joined on the phone from Cruise Evenings with Mariah and Ty. It's Mariah.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Mariah, we're doing good. How you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm good. I'm only three coffees in.
Oh, hyped
like,
up.
So, yeah, I'm not quite the AMer that you guys are, but the changes to the nights, it's nice. It's like old times again. Ty and I both used to do night shows, and we like it preferably.
Honestly, I used to do the night show, too, on Hot 107. I used to do the night show, and it's my favorite time to work and to listen to the radio. So I'm there are parts of me that are jealous that you two are going to be doing the night show here on Cruise FM.
Man. Yeah, no kidding. I forget the old hot throwback. That's great. Yeah. it'll be really good. Like I said, Ty is naturally more of a nighthawk. If he didn't have to do the regular daytime shift that he did, he would be a noon waker upper. I was amazed he was up at like 9 when you guys were emailing us. So.
And we're excited about the little music changes, sprinkling in some new things here on Cruise FM that some of the listeners might be a little shocked to hear. But
Yeah, I've heard of the Freshen Up. It's going to be exciting. Yeah. But I mean, like, hey, you know, I think everybody is, it's spring, the season of change, like, get some unfamiliar tracks in there for people, and I think they'll be happy about it.
That's right, totally. And, like, you can just roll the windows up when the Madonna comes on, because we know you're going to want to sing along. I do.
So funny. I was actually just on my bachelorette trip, and all the girls were like, oh, we're in such a Madonna kick right now. Like,
she's,
you know,
huge.
What I mean? I don't know.
She's back.
She's having her... I think it's because she's touring again, and people are like, Madonna does have all the hits, obviously. Yeah. So, yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. And for you guys, like, how are you feeling with the music changes?
We're pretty excited to get some fresh stuff in there. Hey, Jimmy?
All about the variety.
That's right. It's a huge variety.
We love the variety tracks. No, that's amazing, guys. That's great.
That's the end of our podcast, Jimmy.
You can listen to our show tomorrow.
Catch us live every morning on 95.7 Cruise FM.